station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. It's September 6th.
Yeah.
Beautiful day in LA.
It is.
We're all looking beautiful for you this morning.
So. Are we? I don't know about that one.
So we'll be easy on the eyes for the listeners.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. And
You're mighty chipper today.
I know. I can't imagine why. I mean, it was...
don't know.
And it's good to have some extra energy. You know,
why not? None.
What the hell, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe I need another monster drink or something.
Oh, my God. Did you have one?
No, I don't. Probably but no, I didn't have one. No, I've just had my usual coffee and stuff. But maybe I'm not as tired as I'm usually in the morning. So what the hell, you know?
Right.
How you doing this morning?
I'm hanging in there. I'm really, really zonked. I mean, I went to the... I worked really hard yesterday, and then afterwards, I worked my ass off yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, and then I got really ready to... get ready for the game that was yesterday, the New York versus the Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
Cowboys kill them, thank God.
Really?
Yeah. I'm so glad, though. I mean, I don't like, I hate the Cowboys. Cowboys won, I think it was like 24 to 17, I believe.
Really? Okay.
That's what it was. I can't remember. But yeah, I'm glad that they won because I don't like New York at all. And honestly, it's not that I don't like New York. It's that it helps me. It helps my team.
All right.
It helps the Ravens. So that's the only reason I really care. Yeah. But it's weird because we're actually playing the Cowboys this year, which I thought was really odd.
Why is that?
But it's on this because we never play them. There's
really?
Actually people on here. We're playing the Raiders too. We normally never play them, so I don't know what the switch up is. But I mean, whatever. Cool. I know it changes every few years anyway.
Is the team AFC or NFC? The Ravens.
We are AFC.
AFC.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, that's why. Oh, but wait a
we
minute.
We don't normally
the Cowboys
play...
are.
We don't normally play the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And we normally don't play the Raiders.
Right.
But, I mean, I know sometimes we do, you know, like, play weird stuff, but anyway,
yeah.
Whatever.
I don't think that game counted, really. I mean, did it? I don't know. I mean,
no,
shit,
we will know. Be playing them.
Right. No, exactly.
But anyway, so last night was the first game.
Right.
And if you had your fantasy team in, then you were good to go for this whole week. Week one.
Yeah.
I actually did my team. Yesterday we did our draft.
I can see you guys are playing the Bengals, right?
On Monday.
On Monday.
We're playing the Bengals on Monday, yes. Mm-hmm. I believe it's at home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Bengals, they usually give up a good game. Mm. So we'll see what happens. I'm not really sure how our team's going to, you know, all the teams have switched so much. So
really?
But the Cowboys, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I knew they were going to be better this year, but they held it off for a good time. Like, they, you know, they didn't score. No one really, the Giants had a field goal. I think it was the second. I think it was like, yeah, the second. And then I guess no one scored until the third. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm so out of it right now.
Was it a good game?
It was a good game.
Yeah, you enjoyed it.
Anyway, they held up. They did really well, and I'm glad they won. And I am tired because I drank, and I was stupid, and we did trivia. And I won trivia, by the way. I got second place.
Really? Mm-hmm. While you were drunk?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. This was after the game. We had trivia night. And I was excited, and I got second place.
Wow.
I love trivia. I love it. Really weird.
Well, let's play some trivia, too. I mean, what, did you have a good question that you want to ask about trivia or stuff? I mean,
You know, it was cool. They had, like, this thing where they had, like, 12 people, and they had their faces, and you had to say who it was. Mm. And then they had another round that was names and then lists of movies. And then another round was... name the top it's actually cool. Name the film that won Best Picture since 2003, like the past
Oh, each year.
So that was interesting. Wow. And yeah, and then the other ones were like, then it was like 10 clues into who the person was. Mm-hmm. And if you got the clue right on the question number one, you get the you get 10 points, or you can double down and get 20. So I got that right away. That was Nicole Kidman. Which, by the way, I did not know that she was born in Hawaii, actually.
Oh, really?
She was born in Hawaii and raised in Australia.
I see. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
So that was, but they said her birth date and place, and they said it was a known actress, and I forget the other clue, and I was like, I thought Nicole Kidman, and then I was like, no, and I'm like, fuck it, we're going with Nicole Kidman. And we went with it, and we got it right.
Really?
Like, yes.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah, you got to go with your first instinct for sure, you know?
And then the other questions were like randomness, like, oh, actually, this was a really cool question. Mm-hmm. So, if you were to take all of the scores last year, home runs, I'm sorry, all of the scores, that's how tired I am, NFL scores last year, and tally them all up, okay? And one of the best teams had 70 touchdowns, and I think, like, the worst teams was around, like, I don't know, 10 or 15.
10, yeah.
Something like that. And you add all of the teams up, what would the total number be?
Wow.
And I guess I went in and I was like, well, I saw people were putting down, like, 600, 700. And I'm like, no. I just did my fantasy team yesterday. Mm. And I know because I was looking, it tells you how many, touchdowns, like, their team had or whatnot. And or how many total for, like, certain season, whatever. And I looked at it, and I was like, I think it's 1,226.
Mm.
And it was, like, 1,229.
Really?
Something. Yeah.
Wow.
The answer. And I was like, holy shit, I didn't win. Someone else got it. Obviously, they cheated. But which people were doing with their phone. I just guessed.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, my God, I got second place. But that was pretty freaking cool.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. And my table is like, that's not right. It's not right. It's like more like 700 or 800. I'm like, no, I'm telling you, think about it. Think about how many teams there are and add up,
right,
like
there's 26
an
teams,
average.
Right? How many teams? No, I'm sorry. How many teams are there?
There are 20. Really, now that's a question. I don't know. I kind of averaged it out. I was thinking 24.
Right.
I was just trying to average it out. So I was thinking like 24. I don't even know what my math was. And I was drunk at the time too.
Yeah.
So the math was really interesting how I came up with this. And I don't know, I just guess.
Wow.
Sometimes I just know things.
Yeah.
And
I guess you do.
I was literally off by like two or something. It was pretty cool. So that was a neat question.
So what did you use, like the average for each team? How did you multiply?
I don't know because I was drinking.
Oh,
so I'm not really sure how my brain thinks sometimes. And I'm so tired right now. I think I might have used like the average. I don't know what I did. I really don't know what my mathematical thing was.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's so weird.
Yeah, you got to multiply by the games too, how many games there are. And
yeah, I had a whole system in my head of what I thought it was last night, and I don't know how I did it, but I mean, okay, obviously, I was pretty damn close.
Yeah.
So I did a good job.
It's pretty good. You're a hardcore fan, let me tell you.
Yeah,
and you know your football.
I also just am stupid sometimes. When I'm drunk, I'm like, I just know things.
Yeah.
I just knew it.
I guess you do.
Yeah.
So there's some cool games, and the Chargers are playing the Raiders. That should be a very interesting game.
Yeah.
That's Monday night too, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Raiders are supposed to be pretty decent this year.
Are they having games like back to back? Yeah, I guess they are.
Yeah.
Huh? So it's gonna start like at 4 o'clock our time. The Ravens are playing, and then at 10:15. No, I'm sorry. So it
will
be 7:15. Yeah. I mean, I'm saying it's going to be 4 o'clock on Monday, and then the second game at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Two games.
Pretty stoked. Guess I'll be
drunk
then, too.
I guess that will be a very good night for you.
Oh, damn. Former Baltimore Ravens owner Art Modell dies at 87.
Wow.
This just came in.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He died on Thursday at the age of 87. Modell purchased the Cleveland Browns in 1961 for $4 million. You get few chances like this, he said at the time. To take advantage of the opportunity, you must have money and friends with more.
Yeah.
He moved the franchise to Baltimore in 96. Modell's Browns team won the NFL championship in 1964, defeating the Baltimore Colts, which were ours,
right,
in 27-0. In 2000, his Ravens team won its first and only Super Bowl.
So he moved the Ravens to Baltimore from where?
They were the Browns.
Oh, Yeah, that's what it says. Yeah. Huh? It says
he came from Cleveland.
The owner of the Cleveland Browns. Oh, so they changed their name, huh? Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then he sold his majority share of the Ravens in 2004 to Steve Bisciotti. I can't even say his name because I forgot about. Right. But Art Modell was cool. I actually was on 98 Rock, which is a really big station on the East Coast.
Wait a minute. Are you sure? Because the Cleveland Browns still exist. I never heard of the Cleveland Browns moving. I mean, it said something about the Browns.
Remember. No.
But look, they're playing Philadelphia this week.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know where we got it from. I'm too tired right now. I'm like still drunk.
It's okay. It's okay.
So, I mean, you know, it's cool. I'm on my moment of telling you about Art Modell.
You still know a lot more
so
about
I was.
About it than I do.
No, and the thing is, I know the answer to this question, but I'm not thinking about that right now. I'm thinking about how I met Art Modell.
Yeah.
And I was on a radio show with him, and he was fucking hilarious and hit on me the whole time.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's just say, okay, you know what? I think he was owner of the Cleveland Browns and then became the Ravens after he took the team to Baltimore. So what the hell's going on? You are absolutely right. So how come there's still Cleveland Browns? Somebody call and explain this to us because I don't understand. What is this? Like you move the Browns and then there's another Browns? What is it?
I'm trying to tweet about our guest calling in, which he's going to be calling in 2 minutes, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes, we're going to have Sridhar calling in. Talk about Shakti Fest, which again is this weekend.
Oh, they have another one now?
This one is the largest one of all. People come from everywhere. It's so much bigger than the one last time. So he's going to call in and talk about that and tell everyone how they can get tickets too.
Okay.
And whatnot. But he'll be calling in about 2 minutes or 1 minute. But anyone else who wants to call in and talk about football, please do.
Yeah.
Brain is fried right now. But I'm trying to tweet this that he's calling in. So hold that thought, and I'll get back to that question in a second.
Yeah. So you know what? Maybe they just rebuilt the club or something. Because, look, it says the former Cleveland Browns won the Super Bowl in 2001 as the Baltimore Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. You know your stuff, man. We just need to know why there's still Cleveland Browns existing.
I mean, so when we got added... They added other teams too.
Right.
So
yeah, the Titans, the Panthers.
I mean,
I remember.
My thing is stupid. Okay. How do I go back? No. How do I go back? I'm frustrated.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Colts used to be in Baltimore, and then they moved to Indianapolis.
I know. I was really young when the Colts were there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Back in the day. All right, so hold on. Yeah. I'm going to Google this so we can figure this out.
What are we trying to figure out?
Why Cleveland still has the same... Because I don't know.
Okay, you're not going to find it by Googling it right now.
We'll yes,
have
I can.
To, well, you have to read a
It'll
story.
It'll be on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
All right, what's going on in the news? You can do that while I'm doing this.
Well, Bill Clinton was on TV last night.
I did see him, and I thought
you
I was
did.
Drunk. Yeah, I mean, I was drunk, but I was like, why is he on TV? Are they playing a repeat? Is he saying, I did not have sexual relations with this woman? I don't know. I was wondering.
No, he came to save Obama's ass. And let me tell you, he did a pretty good job, man. It's hard not to like Bill Clinton, you know?
Yeah.
He knows his stuff. He's very likable. And he speaks very well. So, you know, he addressed pretty much every point that the Republicans brought up. And people were going
crazy. I have your answer.
Okay.
Okay. In 1995, Art Modell purchased the Browns in 1961. Who had purchased them? He announced he was relocating the team to Baltimore. The outrage and controversy erupted, as well as the NFL's desire to keep a team in Cleveland, led to an agreement whereby Modell was cleared to move his team, which became the Ravens, but relinquished ownership of the Browns' name, colors, logos, and history.
Oh,
so then that paved the way for a formation of a reconstituted team that resumed to play in 1999 after 3 years of suspended operations.
Right.
The team's headquarters and training facility, the Cleveland Browns Training and Administrative Complex, opened in 91 and is located in Berea, Ohio.
Mm.
So there you go.
Okay, there we go.
Yep.
So he gave up the name and everything, and they built a new team, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we have the Ravens and we got, you know, our own team.
Because, yeah, you got your own you know, team because the Colts left, you know.
Exactly. And that pissed us off.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you used to like them?
Yeah.
The Colts?
I did. Mm. I definitely did. I heard something weird that was right. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, go back to Clinton.
So back to Clinton. You know, on the question of are you better off, you know, than you were 4 years ago, he says no one could fix the mess in 4 years. So, you know, I mean, that is pretty lame, I think, in my opinion. I mean, you could at least be in the right direction, but I don't see us getting any better. There is some a good job news today that, you know, over 300,000 jobs were added or something.
How?
So that's, you know, that's pretty good. But, you know, at the same time, you know, I think the economy on election day is probably going to decide the votes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, I understand all these issues and everything, but to me, the bottom line is we need jobs. We need people to be able to afford things.
Yeah.
So to stimulate the economy again, you know, I mean, people are just afraid to spend. I know I am, and I try not to spend a lot, and many people I talk to are not working or underemployed, and that sucks, man.
Mm-hmm.
It really sucks. So, So, yeah, I mean, you know, Bill Clinton, I would vote for him again in a minute, man. But he can't be president anymore. Maybe his wife, you know. And the interesting thing is how he comes to Obama's side mm-hmm. after it was like a really fierce battle between Hillary and Obama for the primaries 4 years ago. So, yeah, you know, so
mm-hmm.
things have changed, obviously, but, you know. Anyway, so that was that, and
that was then.
Yeah.
This is now.
I guess. So I guess, well, your guest is probably gonna call in a few minutes.
I'm wondering.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm wondering, because I was checking the email to see if they had written in, and they haven't written in yet. So
okay.
I mean, I'm assuming they're calling.
All right. Let me just restart what I have here. Maybe it'll help get through or something. We'll see. What else? Okay, so we talked about the NFL. I'm probably going to be watching some games.
Do you have a team?
No, I don't, really.
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, you know, I like Dallas in the 70s.
Right.
In the 80s. You know, I liked the Raiders when they were down here in L.A.
Yeah.
But since then, I never really had a favorite team, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I respect Pittsburgh. I know you don't like them, but they're a good team, you know.
Disgusting.
And even if you don't want to admit it, they're a good team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I guess. You don't want to know about it,
no.
Huh? Okay. So no Pittsburgh for you.
No, Pittsburgh galore.
Yeah.
Did I tell you how I burned their towel recently?
No.
Yeah. So I was at my house, and I had a Pittsburgh towel, and I was saving it to burn on camera so that I could send it to Baltimore mm-hmm. and let them all see what I did, because it'd be funny. So I'm just getting a new one, whatever. And yes, we had this towel at the house, and we were drinking at the bar, and I had two Pittsburgh fans over. And I decided they took it. And so I got it back. It was like a game.
Uh-huh.
And then I took a knife and I sliced it in half. And I said, fine, you can have your shitty half. And I'll take my shitty half. And I will still burn it.
Yeah.
And they were like, you're crazy. I'm like, it was funny. And so then I put the oven on, the stovetop. And, you know, like it burns. And so I let it burn on the stove. And I opened up flames. And they were like, you're fucking nuts.
You're fucking crazy.
I was like, die, Pittsburgh, die. It was really funny. I mean, we were cracking up laughing, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, man.
I have issues.
Yeah, I know. I know. Football fans can be crazy sometimes.
It was funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all in good fun.
Yeah. You're yawning and everything.
I know. Right? I am so, like, dumb right now.
What time did you go to sleep?
I don't know. I didn't sleep very well. I was tossing and turning all night.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that happen to you when you drink?
I think it was because I had soda, and I had coffee really late, and then I had soda. I'm assuming that's what happened.
How can the soda affect that?
It does. I'm very sensitive. Yeah.
Mm.
Super sensitive to things. And yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know.
I can sleep anywhere, anytime. Mm. just tell me where and when, you know, I'll be there.
Yeah. Not I, but the fly.
Yeah, especially with this heat, you know. I mean, lately I just had to take some naps in the afternoon.
Right.
Just, I get so fucking tired, man.
Seriously.
Yeah. And there's some interesting news here. This is interesting. I didn't catch this, but I guess a Turkish woman beheaded her rapist.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
I know. And so she says she was raped repeatedly for months, and he's the father of her unborn child.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So I guess, you know, they live in a small village and everything.
So is and, she, please don't tell me she's being punished for this.
I don't know.
She is.
I don't know
does
if she
say?
Is. Yeah.
Okay.
She says she killed and beheaded him to protect her honor. But we'll see what happens. You know, I don't know if she's... Yeah, I guess she is awaiting trial, Brigetta. She is.
Okay.
In Turkey. And wow, wow. It's, you know, it's amazing, you know, in those small villages, it's like you think about, you know, how they're stuck back in time. And, you know, they're not... You know, to them, I think, like, groping women and even raping them is not like a big deal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And... It's like, you know, people are abused. I think women are just like accustomed to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't complain about it anymore because that's the normal thing to do.
So
you know?
Fucked up, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
But, yeah, how can a person rape a woman? I totally don't understand that. You know? I mean... You know,
I
would even get a hard on.
That's
know?
What I'm wondering. Like,
yeah.
I don't get that either.
Yeah. I mean, some guys can't get a hard on with normal sex. How the hell, you know?
I think
I
maybe
I
it's a control thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, you know, like some.
I guess when you turned on by the rape, then you would be hard, right? By abusing the woman or.
I guess so. I think it's an. Yeah, I think it's a control thing for sure. I mean, I guess just like. You know, I'm reading 50 Shades of Grey, so it's totally different. But,
yeah.
You know, like S&M and things like that, like it turns people on, certain people on.
Right.
They want to get spanked, you know, and
yeah.
They want to get, you know, whatever. And it's not for everybody. I mean, although this book makes it sound like it's for everybody.
Really?
Yeah. But it's not for everybody.
Are you still on the second one now?
Yeah, but I haven't been reading it because I've been so busy.
Yeah.
So I haven't been doing anything when it comes to that. I've been working and... doing school, but yeah, so, I mean, yes, and it sounds very enticing, the book. I mean, I never would have thought about these things, ever.
Yeah.
But reading the book, I'm like, well, that's kind of hot in a
oh,
weird
really?
Way.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they have, like, they're talking about, and I know we're jumping all over the place, but...
That's okay.
They were
waiting for
talking,
the phone call that's
yeah,
not coming in.
Talking about this leather, like, thing that, like, he was smacking him with, or smacking her with.
Right.
And she was like, I'm scared of, just like a normal woman would be for the first time. Like, I'm scared of this. Is it going to hurt? Okay, ow. It got together. And there was a class at Pleasure Chest.
Oh,
which,
really?
For those who do not know,
yeah.
Is a sexual shop.
Right. Sex
where,
toys and
yeah,
things like that.
All
right.
Kinds of sex toys. But they have classes they offer. And it was a free class last night on Tantra. And so the girls all got together. I was supposed to go, but I had the football game instead.
Right.
The girls all went.
And that's on Melrose, too. Did you
on
go,
Melrose.
Did you go to that Melrose thing last night?
That's tonight.
Oh, it is tonight. It's
yeah.
Thursday. That's
yeah.
Right. What am I talking about?
I don't know.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, so they went to the class last night, and it was so funny because my one girlfriend, Christina, actually, who was here, she got partnered up with a really hot girl and was super excited.
Really?
And then my Jesse, my old roommate, she went, and she got partnered up with, like, this old fat lady.
Really?
And Jesse's like, I'll take one for the team. She just looked over at Christina and was like, oh, she's quite happy.
Yeah.
And so it was a Tantra, you know, class. It focused on more gay partners, gay lesbian partners.
Mm-hmm.
So it was mostly women there. There were a few guys. And I think there was like one or two normal couples.
Mm.
They said it was amazing. Really,
yeah.
Really amazing.
Is Jesse gay?
She's bi.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So
all your girlfriends are bi or something, right? I mean,
no,
you say...
just
so,
a few.
Just a few. Those that went last night.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, and then Christina got this girl's number. So she's super excited. I'm like, guys are just cornball, crazy, weird craziness,
yeah,
all over it.
So
but,
weird, right?
So, yeah, but anyway, so I'm like, well, maybe they have S&M classes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Then again, do you really want to go and get beat up? I mean, I don't want marks on me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, so this is literally all over the place. This stemmed from the book 50 Shades of Grey, which stemmed from rapists. So the book is not about rape. But I'm saying...
Right.
people who get off on S&M and there's a way about it, I guess. Just like people get off on fucking dead people.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean...
They get off on a lot of things,
on
you know?
Necrophiliac, yeah. That's what it's called. I mean, I guess to each his own for everyone. I think it's just... That's just foul. I mean, literally disgusting. But then there's foot fetishes. And then there's, you know... Different, I don't know why, different things make people excited. It's weird. It's really
I know,
weird.
Like different body parts or items.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like leather and, you know, and...
What's interesting is, did you ever watch United States of Terra? It was on Showtime,
no,
I believe.
No.
Might have been HBO. I think it was Showtime. United States of Terra. So it was a great, great show. It was awesome. And the daughter, she was online trying to make extra money. So she would do fetishes, and it was so fun. I think she was like only 16 or 17 at the time. She wanted a new pink scooter.
Uh-huh.
So she, what she had was a wish list, like a Gmail or Google wish list or something. And people could buy her things. And she would, they would log on, and she was sitting on balloons. Like, that's a fetish.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Popping balloons.
Right.
That's it. Fully clothed.
I totally
popping
have heard
balloons.
Of that.
And she wound up getting a scooter for it. Someone actually paid
$1,500
to $1,000 for a scooter. She was very excited. And I'm like, that's crazy. It's crazy.
The things that turn people on.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know.
I think it's because, you know, when we're kids, we can't process all this information.
Yeah.
It sort of like gets stuck in us, you know. So
yeah.
I think if, you know, if you were turned on and there was a balloon around, maybe that's what you remember, you know. And it's sort of like you associate it with it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's interesting.
So weird.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's so many. And I will say this, like, feet usually disgust me.
Yeah, I agree.
Literally disgust me.
Yeah.
But I will say that when someone sucks on your toes the proper way, damn.
It's a turn on?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Mm.
And I think you could actually get off that way.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So.
Interesting.
I mean, I've heard people that they can't. I don't know. I mean, I think. I mean, there's certain spots, there's erogenous zones.
Right.
Which on everybody, obviously, and everyone's different, you know, like your neck, things like that. So, I mean, with girls, if you were to work those erogenous zones,
yeah,
you could definitely make a girl get off.
On yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. I had something I wanted to say in relation to that, but it totally lost it.
Oh.
It'll come back in a minute, I'm sure. But, like foot fetish, for example, I think that comes from, like, childhood, you know?
Yeah.
There has to be something there. And amazingly, what's related to it is, you know, I mean, these guys that are into feet and stuff, they, you know, I mean, I'm sure they're into sex and foot jobs and things like that.
Yeah.
But at the same time...
foot jobs.
You know, it's about domination,
really,
I think, you know?
Yeah, I think it is domination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, they want women to step on them. They like feet with dirty, dirty socks.
Oh, like peeing on them.
Yeah.
Actually, I was watching, did you ever see Diary of a Call Girl?
No.
It was a really good show, and that was on HBO, I believe. Maybe it was Showtime. Whatever. They're all the same to me. But they were rerunning the first couple episodes again, and I just love that show. And her first client, she had to go in, and she was paid, like, I don't know, $5,000 to go and pee
on him?
On this guy. She had to wear a French maid outfit. He laid in the tub, and then she's like, okay, here I go. And she pees on him. It was so funny.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's just so odd.
Yeah.
I mean, I do know a guy, a good friend, who is turned on by that. I think that's so weird.
Yeah. I know. There's some people that are, you know.
Because I would, like, pee, and he'd be like, oh, that's so hot. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
You
know, sometimes I wonder, you know, like, people that you know.
Yeah.
They may be into, like, those strangest
you
fucking things in bed.
Exactly.
You never
know. Exactly. You
don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know.
So it's funny that way,
yeah.
You know?
He's into a lot of that kind of stuff. And that's totally fine. You know what? And that would be a good person to talk to about, do you have to be trained in that? I'm actually going to a wedding this weekend, and he will be there, so I will have to ask.
Yeah.
He'll be more than happy to share.
What, to train how to pee at someone?
No, not that. I mean, like, S&M and, like, do you have to train for that? I mean, like, obviously you do, but I'm just curious.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, 50 Shades of Grey, if you guys haven't read it, go get it. Yeah. That's a rhyme.
I think that dominatrixes make a lot of money, you know?
Because, they do.
Yeah, more than hookers, I think.
I know a girl who was a dominatrix.
Really?
Yeah, and she, Marilyn, and I was like, what? And yeah, she makes a killing.
Yeah.
She makes so much. I just can't imagine having a guy in it in like a cage or, you know, someone tied up in the closet and like, you know, do this. Do that. I mean, it's just, that's crazy. That's crazy talk.
I know. It's like, what does it have to do with sex anyway?
You know?
But, you know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, people associate everything with sex, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, it depends what you went through when you grew up.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It's crazy, you know. And sometimes I wonder, you know, you talk to a woman and you go, you know, and you think she might be a hooker or something. You'd never know. You know, I mean, because all these girls that hook and stuff, I mean, obviously they have friends, they have family, and I'm sure nobody knows about
it. You know what's funny is there's a girl that I know that is a very high class paid, very well paid high class call girl, I guess you would say. And I didn't know that's what she was. I mean, because she's a model and she's trying to act and, you know, she's so quiet and timid. And actually, she might even be dominatrix. I'm not sure. Mm. Very quiet, very timid, very tiny. And I was just curious, like, how she could afford what she has.
Right.
I'm like, that's weird, you know. And now I know someone told me.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? No way. That's crazy. I could never do it.
Yeah.
Never. No way.
Yeah. I guess some people could, you know?
No way. I mean, you would just have a battle with your inner self.
Yeah.
You know? There's no way I could do it. Anyway, speaking of which, I went and got a reading yesterday.
Oh, you did?
With Dave, again.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and those of you who don't know, if you ever want to have an amazing psychic, and, you know, when you go to a psychic, you think of, like, weird crystal balls and funky, weird skirts and, like, a weird, you know, shady place or, you know, and then they're probing for, you know, answers or, you know what I mean? Like they're trying to trick you. And
right.
No, this is not, That's this is not why I love Dave. He's amazing. So if you guys want to check it out, it's psychicdave.com and it's Dave Tillman. And he's located here in California, in Van Nuys.
Right.
But he does a lot of phone readings or Skype. But he, you know, he's doing really well with his films as well. Like he's got a lot of films coming out. Anyway, I went there yesterday. We did a little video for him that's going to be up on Love It. And I am so glad I went. He is so amazing because it's like literally he does a prayer and then he literally goes into, he starts talking right away. You let him go first on all of his tangents and he just goes. And then he'll be like, okay, now do you have any questions? And you're like, cause he covers pretty much everything. And you're like, okay, yeah, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. And he'll answer. And I'm telling you, I let him just go yesterday and it was so many things, and just like, holy crap, this is crazy.
Wow.
You know, and so many things were right, and I was so excited. So, anyway.
So what did you walk away from it?
Feeling that I'm on the right path. Knowing that I'm doing the right things, and, you know, the crazy relationship thing that I've been going through is going to pan out to be great, and just for a long time.
Right.
And
is that what you want?
I think so. Mm. Yeah, because I, like I said, I knew there's a glimpse of what it was and whatever. It's insecurities that we need to balance out and that's what we'll do. And he's like, you guys learn a lot from each other. And I am. And he's still trying to figure it out. He needs to learn too.
Yeah.
A lot, clearly. But it's going to be fine. And he's like, oh, and you're moving soon? And I'm like, am I? And he's like, yeah, but everyone's staying in your house. But if you want to stay there longer, you can, but you're moving. And I'm like, to where? And he's like, I think towards the beach. And I'm like, well, that's funny, because he just got a place at the beach.
Right.
So I'm like, okay. Am I moving in? He's like, I'm not going to answer that. But yes, eventually, towards the end of the year, I'm like, okay, I'm happy. That's good. Cool.
So you need to know those things. I mean, you need to know
the
future.
Yeah, because I feel like I need to know I'm on the right. And he is so right on. Like, he looks past, present, and future all look the same to him.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, he's like, you're going to be getting a new manager, but I feel like it's not really a management company. It's like a person that does something else, whether it's a lawyer or whether they're involved in some other business. And I'm like, last night I got one. And he's
really
a producer, actually.
Mm.
And he's like, okay, well, there you go. And he goes, yep, that's it. And I'm like, okay. I mean, literally, like, just so many things. And he's like, oh, you'll be doing a news thing soon. And I'm like, well, I got asked to do this helping kids with this trafficking.
Right.
Actually, whole nother thing. Oh, I want to talk to the guy from the other show. I just remembered.
Alan, about the trafficking.
I want to connect him to this lady. Yes.
Right.
So Art, well, I can't talk about it.
Okay.
But anyway.
All right.
Helping kids.
Okay.
So, and I'm thinking that's what it is. Anyway, there are a lot of things that I don't want to say that could be.
Yeah.
Just say
okay.
But it makes me feel better.
It seems like you sit there and you just hope that he'll say the right things.
But they give you bad news too.
Yes, about the right things. No, but it's like, yeah, it's like you shouldn't have to prove it every time by guessing the right things that.
I'm a person that needs to know I'm on the right path. I'm constantly needing to know that, and I feel that I am because, like I said, the more that I focus on my school, the more things are coming to me. I'm getting projects left and right now. There's
really?
So much going on. I'm like, oh my God.
Wow.
Like, how do I balance my day?
Nice.
Like, yesterday I was going literally insane. I mean, I had so much to do. It was just crazy. So, with one show to, you know, like just so much. And then Monday I'm doing another thing. I'm filming in the afternoon. So there's a lot going on mm-hmm. and I've been involved in a lot of things, but I'm kind of a little overwhelmed.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Anyway. Yeah.
Maybe you got to slow down a little bit, you know, don't burn yourself out.
Yeah. I like having, you know, my hands in lots of places.
Okay. That sounds good.
I don't know why I just left it like that, but I thought I would.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're talking about, like, people with kinks and shit like that.
Did you find a weird story?
No. Well, this is a sad story, but they found a... they did a child porn investigation, and they found a couple in Oregon.
Oh, my God.
And apparently what happened was they found a video of a woman having sexual contact with two children.
See, there is websites. We were talking about this for this.
Right.
There are apparently websites where people put up kids. They kind of, you know, kidnap them.
Mm.
And
then they do films with them and stuff.
Yep.
Right.
And people pay like crazy to watch it or to come in and do it themselves.
Mm.
And I think that is absolutely crazy and disgusting.
Mm.
And it should be stopped.
Yeah. No, absolutely. You know, and I guess this is a 40-year-old woman, and you know,
I mean, what
you
happened to her?
You often associate this with men, you know.
Right. But what happened to her in her lifetime that, you know, and she must have been raped her whole life thinking this
probably,
was normal.
Probably, yeah, and that's normal, exactly. That's probably what happened, you know.
So sad. See, and if you guys just stop raping people, you guys.
You guys.
Stop raping people, then you'll stop making more fucked up people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because when you rape someone, then they in turn become so hurt and they want to hurt others.
Right.
Usually.
Yeah.
Or they're so messed up that they ruin others' lives.
Yeah, either that or they go on the other side and help people out and victims and stuff. You know what I mean?
Not as many do, and I wish they would.
Yeah.
Because if more would do that, then hopefully we would have a bigger crackdown on all of it.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, man, but you never know what your neighbors are up to, you know?
It's disgusting. You know, there's that website where you can go on for like... You know, I forget what it's called.
For like sexual predators and stuff?
Yeah. But then there's very few that, well, whatever, there's the very few that just get in trouble because, and they aren't, but whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember this was...
Apparently what happened is how did they catch her?
Yeah.
They
website address and they saw where it was being uploaded from the computer?
No, I don't know if it was on a website or anything, but what happened was I guess they showed her face maybe somewhere and somebody that knows her, like family or an acquaintance or something, called the police and said that they recognized her in the photo. So that's how they caught her and her husband. Yeah, I mean, these people should really be castrated. They should be
absolutely
thrown in jail for life, you know? I mean, they destroy... Because, in essence, they kill a child's spirit forever, you know? Even if they don't kill them physically.
That child is no longer a child.
Yeah, you know, and you screw them up completely.
They should be happy and playing, you know, sucking on lollipops and eating ice cream and playing outside.
Yeah. I mean, we were just talking about things that affect you sexually when you were a kid and stuff. You know, imagine if small things do that to you, what something like this would do to you, you know. And the kids are just, they don't understand. And like you said, they get kidnapped, you know, And then these people hide them, and they I don't know what they do with them.
I remember that girl that was kidnapped for years, and they just, she's like...
Yeah, a man, what was her name? Okay, it'll come back to me. Yeah. From Utah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then she went back to them or something, didn't she?
No. She didn't go back to them.
I thought she wanted to talk to them, or...
Maybe she
wanted
to talk to them, but I don't think she went back to them. They're both in jail.
Oh.
The couple. And... Yeah, she was a little innocent girl, you know, and they just destroyed her life. And it's amazing how she came through, you know, and she wrote a book, and she's helping kids now and things like that. So, you know, I mean, things happen for a reason, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
There's a book coming out on capturing Bin Laden. This is by a former SEAL.
Mm.
And it's called No Easy Day. It was released on Tuesday.
I'd read that.
And, yeah, but what happens is, I guess the Pentagon is having a lot of problems with that.
Oh, no, because you're not supposed to release stuff.
Yeah, they're saying that he's got some secret information there, confidential information that he's not supposed to release.
So hurry up and get the book.
Yeah, exactly.
Before they take it off the shelves. Yeah. But you know what? This could also be a ploy by the marketing company to
sell as many as you can. I mean, you have some people that... are really important in the military, you know, and
I know.
In the government. So, but, you know, they're saying that he signed a non-disclosure agreement when he was, when he agreed to be part of the SEALs.
Oh, I'm sure. You have to, because I have an uncle who's in.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, they don't want people just to go out and make movies and books. But at the same time, you know, the publishing company says that there is no confidential information there. And, you know, but apparently when you're like a former SEAL, you're supposed to get the approval from the higher ups before you release this, you know, and he didn't. So I don't know. I sure hope the book is worth it for him, because he might get in a lot of trouble.
On a federal aspect.
But, you know, the amazing thing is these people, I mean, there's been books like this and governments going crazy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a few years back, the Israeli government tried to stop an ex-Mossad agent from releasing a book, but he released it anyway. You know, and all it does is just gives the book more publicity, and you know, if anything else, if you
exactly. I mean, it's smart. I'm thinking he's going to make more money right now. I mean, I would.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to go out and get it just because of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. There's a lot of shit happening. Do you know who Amanda Bynes is? I think
absolutely. I like her a lot.
Do you?
Yep. She was actually in my trivia last night.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Because I never knew her, but, you know, when I had my little kids, she was like in her teens.
Right.
And she was on Nickelodeon all the time.
Yeah.
So apparently she's like, she keeps getting DUIs and hit and run accidents,
wow.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah. They just, they booked her for, again, for... hit and run, and I don't know what the problem is, but you know, sometimes I'm wondering, you
what
know,
did what, she hit?
good things, I don't know, a truck, I guess.
Oh my god.
Yeah, she struck an officer's vehicle.
Shot your face. So she's been drinking. Clearly,
yeah, she pleaded not guilty too.
Oh my god.
You run into a fucking cop and you plead not guilty, you know. So yeah, I mean, this shows she's 26 year old now. And it just shows you how, you know, I mean, you don't have to be abused or molested. You can just be a child actor and be totally fucked up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because they're not, I mean, I think, you know how when adults can't handle fame,
mm-hmm.
you know, like suicide, drugs, things like that and stuff. Imagine how kids deal with fame, you know, it's a lot even harder than that.
And she was, you know, famous at really young.
Yeah.
You know, I heard that she was getting out of the industry, though.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And what is she going to do?
I don't know. I heard she wanted to get out, and I don't know if it's because she's going back to school, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe because
it's funny. And all this stuff happens right here. Like, she's going to the Van Nuys court, you know? It's like down the street from here.
Yeah. She probably lives down here.
Everybody was born in... raised here in the valley. It's amazing how many people, celebrities, were born and raised here.
She's born and raised here?
Yeah.
It says it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, most of these people at least are raised here, you know, and
right.
they move from another place because, Yeah, I can't imagine that only people that are raised here would be become famous.
Well, because you have to be
employed.
In it for a long time. Like, yeah. I mean, it's like a 10-year process.
Yeah, and you got to live here, you know. Like you said, you got to be persistent. Yeah. You got to do it for a long time.
And that's the thing. Like, people don't realize that it takes, like, 10 years for you to even, like, you know, be at that point. I mean, these people that you think just got famous overnight, they did not. They were working and doing mini commercials and stupid...
Except,
I don't take that back. A lot of indie, but a lot of stupid things. Like, I mean, I've done so many dumb things.
Yeah.
I've done some really great things, but I've done a lot of stupid things just because I'm like, whatever, it's a credit.
Yeah.
You know, it sucked, but it's a credit.
Yeah.
But, you know, you do so many things. And now there's, like, web and stuff you didn't really have as much back then, but you don't realize, or not you, people, the public, doesn't realize, like, oh, they just popped up overnight. They just got famous by driving to L.A.
Yeah.
No.
No. They work
not
hard.
Not at all.
Yeah,
unless they are someone's daughter or something.
Right. And unless they're also very young, you know, and, you know, they may have tried for a year or two or something, but, you know. So, so child actors, you know, I don't know. I don't know how... I mean, many of them obviously grow up and they're normal and everything, and some of them are funny.
Right.
You know, I mean, they grow up weird. You know that we have Susan Olsen here, who used to be Cindy on the Brady Bunch.
Oh, no way.
She was, she was the youngest girl
with
the
so
blonde
cute.
Curls. I know. So she has a show with us here.
I heard a rumor back in the day. I thought it was her that died.
No.
Clearly not. But
no, she never
there
died.
There was a rumor way back saying that she was like... She died or
no.
like had a drug overdose or some crazy.
Not her. Maybe one of the other girls you're thinking of?
Maybe. No?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's rumors all over the place.
Yeah.
You know? But if you guys want to listen to Susan Olsen, she's on...
I was like, she's so cute.
Two Chicks Talking Politics, yeah. And obviously she doesn't look like she did when she was 8 years old.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, she's very nice. She's got a cool kid. You know, he must be like... 15, 16, always dresses in style.
I mean,
know,
she
like,
still makes money off that.
Probably.
Because of the residuals. She
probably.
Made bank,
yeah.
obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good.
But she's got a very eccentric son, and he's very cool. You know, she's open and loving with him, and it's really cool to watch.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. All right, Brigetta, so are you going to that Melrose thing tonight?
Yeah, but I'm going to the one on Robertson because I have to.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, maybe I'll go. It sounds pretty interesting.
You should. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Take the kids.
Yeah? Well, that's true. I'm seeing them tonight. I don't know if they'll want to see it, but we'll see.
It's all kinds of food, music, art. Yeah. Why wouldn't they?
I don't know. Because they're not at an age where they're interested in that. I don't know. Who cares? Anyway, have a great day. Get some rest.
I will try.
And thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an L.A. Talk Radio production where we say what we want.